Given the systemic issues, is sustainable development even possible? As I've mentioned earlier, wealthy nations have higher ecological footprints, contributing more to overconsumption and thus environmental degradation. The Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, include several goals that factor into the Human Development Index. These include access to clean water, sanitation, healthcare, and education. You can see from this graph that the top-ranked nations on the SDG index all have high ecological footprints, well above the world's biocapacity in 2012, indicated by the horizontal line there on the graph. Remember, we talked about biocapacity when we talked earlier about ecological footprints? Countries that are still living within the world's biocapacity, meaning they aren't yet in ecological overshoot, these are these down here, rank poorly overall when it comes to human development indicators. In contrast, those that rank high in human development indicators over here have a high ecological footprint. So the square here in the lower part of the graph represents the area of very high human development and living within the world's biocapacity. So the question is, hello, is there anybody in there? Well, shockingly, no country has been able to attain both. There are just three countries, shown here, that have high HDI, Human Development Index, and are living within Earth's biocapacity. What this graph suggests is that fulfilling the Sustainable Development Goals is no guarantee for sustainability, as all these nations up here with high human development but high ecological footprint indicate.